Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcot. It is so good to have you with us again for another deep dive. This is where we take the material you've shared with us, all the articles and notes, and really just we try to transform it into the clearest insights possible.
And today we're tearing into a topic that is, I mean, it's everywhere. The ultimate modern temptation, really.
It really is. We're talking about the truth about diet pills and weight loss.
Yeah. And this is such a crucial topic, especially with all the aggressive marketing we all see every single day. This deep dive is based specifically on materials from Pitcot. We're drawing heavily from their best-selling ebooks,
which are designed to do exactly what we're doing now, cut through all that marketing hype.
Exactly. To give you an evidence-based view of what actually works and, maybe more importantly, what doesn't.
Right. So our goal for you is simple. We want to give you the tools, the knowledge, to really look at the claims, understand the risks, and find the sustainable, healthy alternatives to all those quick-fix promises.
It's about moving from hope to facts. Mm. And, you know, you have to look at the context here. Why is this idea of a pill so seductive?
Mm-hmm.
The Pitcot materials point out that we live in this culture of convenience, of fast solutions. We're surrounded by fast food, high-calorie everything.
It's the supersize me world.
It is.
Yes.
And so the concept of a pill, this easy way out that promises no sweat, no crunches, I mean, that is a really, really powerful story.
It's the ultimate shortcut fantasy, isn't it? And the industry, they know exactly how to capitalize on that fantasy. And, you know, since all of this essential, unbiased information comes directly from the bestseller ebooks on our ebook store, you can go even deeper. Just visit www.pitcot.com/books to download more of this essential information.
Okay, so let's get into the core reality. The materials do confirm that, yes, some diet pills, they do lead to some weight loss.
Some,
exactly.
Yeah.
But the key here is that it's often a pretty marginal effect, and it's not magic. It's just chemistry.
Okay, so if it's not magic, what is the chemistry? How do they actually work on the body?
Well, there are two main ways they operate. The first, and probably the most common, is appetite suppression.
Okay.
So these pills have compounds that affect your neurotransmitters. Things like serotonin or norepinephrine. They basically tell your brain that you're full.
So it's a brain chemistry thing? You just feel less hungry?
Exactly. You end up consuming fewer calories, but you're not consciously, you know, fighting off hunger pangs.
That does sound pretty sophisticated. What about the second mechanism?
The second one is more mechanical. It's fat absorption blocking. A pill like orlistat, for example, it interferes with an enzyme, pancreatic lipase.
And what does that enzyme do?
Its job is to break down the fat you eat so your intestines can absorb it. The pill blocks the enzyme, so the fat just, well, it passes right through you undigested. Fewer fat calories get absorbed.
Okay, that makes sense. But this is where we hit the fine print, right? When we were looking at the Pitcot research, this is where all the red flags popped up. These mechanisms have a cost.
Oh, they absolutely do. The side effects can be, well, the research calls them not so fun, which I think is an understatement. If you're messing with brain chemistry,
we get a racing heart, anxiety, insomnia.
Yeah, and all of it. And if you're blocking your digestive enzymes, you're guaranteed to have some serious stomach issues.
And it's not just discomfort. I mean, the data pointed out that several popular pills have been pulled from the shelves because they were just downright dangerous, linked to serious heart problems.
Exactly. That alone should tell you something. So to help you navigate this, the Pitcot sources break the pills down into three main categories based on how they're regulated.
Right, and understanding this difference is key to understanding the risk. So let's start with the easiest ones to get. The OTC or over-the-counter pills.
No prescription needed. You can just buy them. But the tricky part is they're usually monitored after they're on the market.
Meaning a problem has to show up first.
Yes. They can stay on the shelf until enough people report serious issues that it forces a recall. The consumer is, in a way, the final test subject.
Okay, so how does that compare to the next category, herbal supplements?
Well, they're also over-the-counter, but the regulatory bar is even lower. And the research stresses this over and over. Natural does not automatically mean safe.
That's such an important point.
It is. These supplements don't really have to prove they work, or that the dose on the bottle is even accurate. There's just a massive amount of ambiguity there.
And then we have the third most controlled category, prescription diet pills.
The big guns.
Yeah.
These have to go through intense, expensive clinical trials to get FDA approval. They have to prove they're both safe and effective before they ever reach a pharmacy.
And they're only for people with serious health conditions related to weight. And a doctor has to monitor you the whole time. It's a completely different world of safety standards.
Okay, so let's get into those hidden costs, that trade-off. You might lose a little weight, but you could be risking your health or racking up hospital bills. The risks really fall into three main buckets.
Let's start with the first one, the digestive issues. What exactly are these tummy troubles?
So this is mainly from the fat blockers. Since you're not digesting the fat, it has to go somewhere. Your body tries to get rid of it fast, which leads to, well, cramping, a lot of gas, and diarrhea that can be unpredictable.
So it's just a direct consequence of how the pill works.
It's an unavoidable chemical consequence, yes.
And then there's the risk from the stimulant-based pills. This one seems like the most dangerous for most people, heart stress.
Precisely. To boost your metabolism, these pills often use powerful stimulants. And stimulants, by their nature, raise your heart rate and your blood pressure.
So if you have an issue you don't even know about, like high blood pressure?
It could be incredibly dangerous. It puts a huge strain on your whole cardiovascular system.
Wow. And the third risk is a bit sneakier, the vitamin drain. How does blocking fat rob you of vitamins?
Well, it's an unfortunate package deal. Certain vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat soluble. They need fat to be absorbed by your body.
Oh, I see.
So if the pill is blocking fat from being absorbed, it's also blocking those essential vitamins. Over time, that can lead to some serious deficiencies.
Okay, let's look at the specific ingredients that cause these problems, starting with the OTC stuff. First up, caffeine. We all know it, but how does it work as a diet aid?
Well, it gives you a slight metabolic boost.
Right.
And can suppress your appetite a little. But the dose you'd need for real weight loss is usually so high that you'd go from a nice buzz to just being a jittery mess.
Right. Anxiety, can't sleep.
Yeah.
Which actually hurts weight loss in the long run.
It does. Then you have green tea extract. It's always marketed as this healthy thing full of antioxidants.
But does it work for weight loss?
It helps a little, but the research is very clear. It won't work miracles alone. It's a small aid, not a solution.
And what about that one you see everywhere, Garcinia Cambogia?
Ah, yes. The marketing hype on that one is just completely disconnected from the science. It has this acid, HCA, that in theory might block fat production. But when you look at all the big studies...
The verdict is meh.
The verdict is definitely meh. There's just not strong evidence for it.
Yeah.
It really shows you the power of marketing over science.
It really does. Now, let's shift to those herbal supplements, which play on that idea of natural is harmless. Tell us about glucomannan.
Glucomannan is a type of fiber. Its mechanism is actually pretty clever. It expands in your stomach, so it physically fills you up and makes you feel full.
Right.
But because it's so much fiber expanding, the side effects are, you know, unavoidable. You're looking at significant bloating and gas.
Okay. And what about raspberry ketones?
So these got really popular a while back. Some lab studies suggested they might help with fat breakdown. But the human trials just haven't backed that up conclusively. The Pitcott research says it's still very much up for debate.
And the last one, another buzzword, frescolin.
Right, from the mint family. Early research suggested it might help release stored fat from your cells. But again, when you look at all the evidence together, science is still just figuring it out. The effect in humans for real weight loss is not proven.
And just a quick reminder for everyone, all of these detailed resources are provided by Pitcott. So don't forget to visit www.pitcott.com for more resources and information.
Okay, now for the big guns, the prescription pills. As we said, these are for serious cases and the effects are dramatic. And so are the risks. Let's start with orlistat.
And this one comes with that infamous side effect.
Yes. The truly horrifying one. It blocks about a third of the fat you eat. That undigested fat leads to, well, oily stools.
Hmm.
And often an urgent and difficult to control need to go to the bathroom.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. Sometimes doctors actually use that side effect to force patients to eat less fat. It's a form of negative reinforcement.
That makes the trade-off crystal clear. Okay, then there's phentermine. That one suppresses appetite.
It's a strong stimulant. Chemically similar to amphetamines, it works very well for crushing appetite, but because of its nature, it's potentially addictive, which is why it's only ever prescribed for short-term use, maybe a few weeks, under very close medical supervision.
And lastly, lorcaserin. It also targets appetite in the brain.
Yes, it activates serotonin receptors that signal fullness. It was seen as an advance because it was more targeted, but it still comes with significant side effects like headaches, nausea, dizziness. These are heavy-duty tools. So if we pull all of this together, the clear message from all the pickup materials is that these pills are not a finish line.
Not at all.
At best, they are a potential head start, and only if your doctor says so. The real foundation of sustainable weight loss is... it's just habits.
Absolutely. And when you look at the lifestyle strategies and the PCOT resources, they are so much better. They're actionable and they don't risk your heart. Forget the pill. You got this.
And the main focus is on eat balanced meals. Loading up on fruits, veggies, lean protein, whole grains. The materials really advocate for getting enough protein early in the day to help with cravings later on.
And then, of course, you have to get moving. But it's not about punishing yourself at the gym for 2 hours.
Not at all. It's about finding movement that feels good. Go for a walk. Dance in your kitchen, garden.
The key is just consistency and making it something you enjoy, not a chore. Then there's the deeper work. Change habits. This is about things like meal tracking, mindful eating, and setting small goals. I love the phrase they use, progress, not perfection.
It's so important. A bad day is just one day. It doesn't undo all your progress. And the last piece, which is huge, is to lean on support.
Having a buddy or a group, it's a game changer, right? For accountability, for encouragement.
It really is. So the final verdict from all the PCOT research is simple. First, if you are even thinking about pills, you must talk to your doctor. They're the only one who can weigh the risks for you.
But the real magic, as the research says, is in your mindset and your lifestyle.
Eat better, move more, and be kind to yourself through the process.
That's the only path that really works in the long run.
And, you know, that focus on long-term mindset really brings up a provocative thought for you to consider. If real sustainable weight loss requires mental resilience and delaying gratification, how might the promise of a pill, that immediate effortless fix, actually undermine the very mindset you need to succeed for life?
Wow, that is powerful food for thought, a great place to end. We really hope that this deep dive into the PCOT materials has given you a clearer path forward.
And if you found this useful, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this information too. Don't forget to check out all the resources, including those best-selling ebooks we drew from today, at www.pitcot.com. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the PCOT podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.